see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Ooga booga, ooga booga.
Turn on the propaganda tube and infect your mind with your daily dose of reality scripting. The pundits, the spokespersons for the official narrative, will tell you just how you should interpret the world and events through your psychological lenses and cognitive filters. Whatever you do, do not challenge the consensus or, God forbid, question authority. No. Thinking for oneself is totally overrated. It's far easier to just accept what you are told and nod in agreement like a bobblehead. Besides, if you break out of your psychological prison, people may condemn and ridicule you as a lunatic on reflex action, just like they've been trained to do, like non-thinking lumps of clay, like brainless, thoughtless, Pavlovian automatons. Nothing much changes through history in this scripted reality. Lunatic. Conspiracy theorist. Anti-vaxxer. Author Leo Tolstoy once claimed, "Free thinkers are those willing to use their minds without prejudice and without fearing to understand things that clash with their own customs, privileges, or beliefs. This state of mind is not common, but it is essential for right thinking." Well, he was right. And something to consider is that 7.8 billion people could believe a lie, and you know what? It's still a fucking lie. The thought processes of the average person are nothing more than an internal repetition of the scripted reality that have merely been adopted into the belief system, and original thought is absolutely foreign, like some sort of alien language. You see, the scripted reality, which is an overlaid perceptual illusion, especially when considering the media and the miseducation system, caters to the ego consciousness and the lower instinctual drives. The higher aspect of the self is left out of the equation, and in the vast majority, awareness of any aspect of the psyche beyond the ego is simply not there. It is not even conceptualized, let alone understood. The scripted reality and the guardians that promote and defend it, such as politicians, media mouthpieces, experts, etc., is designed to keep the mind locked within that lower state of consciousness, and it does an exceptional job at doing so. When the individual relinquishes their thoughts to the consensus, they are no longer individual, they are part of the collective hive, and therefore it becomes child's play to manipulate them, as is so readily apparent in today's world. You think what you are told to think.
Ooga booga, ooga booga.
To make matters worse, the one who has surrendered to the lie will often berate and condemn others who have not, and therefore we enslave ourselves and each other. We act as our own gatekeepers to the cognitive illusions we so blindly accept as real or true, and so rarely do people ever question why it is that they believe this or that, as opposed to simply accepting what they've been told. That's the way the ego operates. It already thinks it knows everything, and it constructs its very identity based upon whatever concepts it's been taught to accept, sort of like a computer hard drive merely taking in what it's been programmed to. And like a computer virus, the scripted reality infects and threatens to destroy the entire operating system. Shifting our perceptions beyond the everyday waking state of unconsciousness, the mind chatter, the endless internal monologue, is the first step to transcendence of this illusory scripted reality. In the lower state, opinions that are not even one's own are defended with tenacity, sometimes viciously. People don't even understand what makes their own minds tick, and this is extremely dangerous. The thought process becomes one of regurgitation of accepted beliefs and opinions. And we all know that only crazy people question what the vast majority just blindly accepts, right? The Greek philosopher Aristotle was known to have said, "Be a free thinker and don't accept everything you hear as truth. Be critical and evaluate what you believe in." Well, imagine that. This is precisely what has been bred out of people on a massive scale, critical thinking. People don't understand things like propaganda, crowd psychology, or social engineering, and thus remain utterly controlled by them. You see, everyone has opinions, and we have a right to them. However, for the most part, people's opinions are simply implanted by this scripted reality and repeated without any original thought whatsoever. And what makes this so curious is that people actually believe that they are thinking independently. And another thing, when did conforming to the consensus become an honorable thing? Have you noticed that the ones who are so willing to conform and bow down in the face of the lie are quick to vilify you for your courage, your daring to think for yourself? They are the guardians of the norm, the gatekeepers of the sheep pen. The scripted reality is so absurd that to take it seriously or to be well adjusted to it is a sign of mental illness. Making sense out of the nonsensical requires mental gymnastics on an unimaginable scale. And those who have surrendered to the lie and the ego illusions always seem to be the first ones to ridicule and vilify you because you operate on a different wavelength. But let me tell you something. You are right. They are wrong. So don't worry about the mindless opinions of the thought police. All they really know is what they've been told, which, as we know, is a fucking lie, so don't let it bother you. In fact, why not have a laugh at the absurdity of it all? The scripted reality has gone into overdrive lately, what with the social distancing, the sheer panic, the snitch armies, the face masks, which do nothing except symbolize the silencing of dissent, the untested vaccines, the tracking technology, and all the rest of it. It's like a cartoonish Orwellian version of Nazi Germany on steroids. Greta Thunberg, the high priestess of man-made climate change, being invited to join a panel of COVID-19 experts, is the icing on the cake.
How dare you!
If you still take this pathetic shit seriously, you need to have your head examined. The underlying message in all of this macabre lunacy is be afraid, be very afraid. To hell with all of that shit. And isn't it amazing how easy it is to herd literally billions of human beings like cattle based on whatever they've been manipulated to believe within this scripted reality? No, no, this is real. I have a lot invested in this illusion. Shut up. It's almost as if people prefer to be cognitive slaves to the collective than to be independently autonomous free thinkers. The ego will defend its psychological territory to the grave. It will fight with all of its strength, defending its illusions. Collectively, it will defend them even into the throes of extinction. What curious and amazing times we live within, eh?
How dare you?
Ooga booga, ooga booga.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Walk in peace, one and all.